Dodgers and Giants in Chavez Ravine. There's the Doors guitarist Robbie Krieger talking with Dave Roberts pregame. Pick it up, bottom one. Corey Seager facing Matt Moore.
This first one to Corey Seager. Drilled in the air to deep left center field. Span is back. Corey Seager with a home run. The Dodgers waste no time jumping on the Giants. 1-0 in the first inning.
Beginning tonight. The 3-1 is a grounder base hit. Pass to diving Turner. Heading into the left field corner. Wong rounding third. He's on his way home. Throw to the plate and he is safe. Just got under the tag of Austin Barnes with a head first slide. Arriving at third base on the throw is Hundley. And the Giants take a 3-2 lead.
Contos ready for another 3-2. Taylor drills this one. Left field corner. It is tied. On his way to second with a double, and it's 4-4. High fly ball to deep right field. Pence is back at the wall. It is gone. Do you believe it? It's happened again.
The 0-2 Crawford swung on and missed strike three. A 95 mile an hour fastball. First out of the ninth.
This one would feel a little bit extra special because it's against the Giants. It's a 6-4 series opening win. A sixth in a row and a little bit extra special against the rival.
Dodgers win 6-4 your final over the Giants. It's save number 26 on the season for Kenley Jansen as LA has now won 6 in a row and 37 of their last 43 games. Alex Wood the winner. He went 7, struck out 5 to improve to 12-1 on the year. Here's Dodgers skipper Dave Roberts after the win.
I think that Alex missed some locations early. Stuff was good, but early on, giving up some hard contact. But really, from innings 3 through 6, really good. And even in the seventh inning, he gives up the flare to Posey and that ball that kind of got away from Corey and the grounder from the third baseman over there. And then a couple, Nick Conley's ball down the line. But he was able to still get through 7 innings, 4 runs, give us a chance to win. And, tonight, some obviously a couple homers from Corey. A lot of good things throughout our lineup. Austin on base 3 times tonight. Yasiel situational at bat. CT again with the 2-out hit. So a lot of good things. And to have Morrow come in and was lights out in that 8th inning. And Kenley does what he does. So it was, again, it was a team effort with some big plays by some big-time players.
What do you think is allowing Corey to hit to all fields for power?
He does a great job. Obviously, the mechanics of his swing, very good. The strength to all fields, really good. Bat-to-ball skills, really good. So he just gathers information, too. So I think that with Osich, a guy that throws a fastball but likes to break in ball, got him on the first pitch, gathered information, hung it, and made him pay.
This month in particular, Corey hasn't had a ton of big games, but then he's only gone over on 3 separate games. That's what the numbers say, but could you say he's the most consistent hitter in this group?
You look past the first month, and after that point, we've had a lot of guys that are in that category, really. And Corey's in that category, and you look at quality of the bat, quality of contact. Even in the last month, he's hitting the ball really hard and squaring it up and lining out, hitting balls to the track. And so it kind of gets distorted a little bit because you don't see the hits or getting rewarded. But as far as quality of bats and every time he's in the box, I think he's going to get a hit. So, but you look up and down our lineup, the quality of bats that they give you, CT's right there too, and JT not getting a lot of hits in the last 3-4 days, but still, I like him in the batter's box along with a lot of our guys.
What's the balance between wanting to get to October and kind of show what you're about versus kind of enjoying the run that you're on a daily basis?
I think that it's more of, the former in the sense of just focusing on each day. And I think that, when you get too far ahead of yourself or even outside of the moment, then I think it just kind of takes away from your focus. And at the end of a major league season, a good season, a bad season, a great season, players, coaches are exhausted. And I think the teams that can stay as focused the longest and the most consistent are even more taxed. So, you know, each guy kind of handles every moment, every day differently. But I think that our guys are really kind of focused on each day. And, you know, if I had my choice, it would be that way.
You mentioned the moments. What was it like when Corey just came in really fired up after that second home run? You're right there.
You don't see much emotion from him. And, you know, from Yasiel to come off the bench and get that situation bad. And so what it was is, you know, he said if Yasiel drives in a run in that situation, we're going to win the game. And so for him to hit the go-ahead home run, I know he was excited for Yasiel and our ball club.
Oftentimes when you bring up a third pitcher, it's because the backup isn't doing his job. Is this the contrary in which you can't take Austin's bat out of the lineup just because of the way that the production that he's giving you?
It's, you know, Austin's earned that opportunity to continue to get more at-bats. He's not going to be in there tomorrow. We're going to play Yasmani, and he'll be back in there against Bumgarner, I think it is, on Sunday. But, you know, having a third catcher just allows you to deploy Austin at any point in time if in a big spot. And I think that there's been times in the fifth, sixth inning I haven't used him or fired that bullet because we're kind of exposed with one catcher. But now we have that luxury. And also, I trust Farmer being on a major league team, but I think that my trust in Austin to conducting a bat against a righty or lefty, it led to the decision.
Corey Seager blasted two dingers, the sixth multi-home run game of his career. Here's the shortstop talking about his performance.
I don't know. You know, you never know when the best one's going to be, so you got to be ready for all of them. So it's one of those things. You try and be ready for every pitch, and you try and do it as best you can.
Contos is taken out of the game. Osich comes into the game. Another left-handed pitcher, obviously, that you're facing there. That time you go to the right side. How have you been able to just work it so you're able to hit for power to all fields?
That's something that, you know, you kind of get lucky every once in a while here or there. Different pitches, different locations. Try not to do too much with them and just kind of hit them where they are.
Nice complete game from you tonight, doing it with the glove as well. Several nice defensive plays, particularly I'm sure Panic doesn't want to see you anymore. A couple of line drives right to you. How much of that is instinctual and how much of that is positioning?
It's a lot of positioning. You know, we take pride in our positioning and how our pitchers pitch and reacting off them and knowing that they're going to go out there and throw it where they want to, and it makes our job a lot easier.
30th come from behind win already this season. A little sweeter because it's against the Giants.
Yeah, you know, everyone's sweet, but, you know, that one means a lot, you know. Coming back, getting the win, coming out tomorrow, hopefully getting another one, and just winning series from here on out.
After his 7 strikeout performance on Friday night, Alex Wood has a dozen victories this season for the Dodgers. Here's the lefty after the game.
Yeah, I felt better. I've been working on a few things in my tempo. I felt a lot better tonight. You know, there was a few that I would have liked to have back, but other than that, you know, I felt pretty good tonight.
What specifically on the tempo?
Just my leg lift. You know, I was getting stuck in the middle of my windup, so I've just been trying to slow it down and really ride it out down the mound, and it felt a lot better tonight, much better than the last start. So I was glad to get a good start, and then we played pretty good, and Corey had two big hits, you know, so that's always nice.
You leave with some uncertainty in the seventh. You end up picking up the win. Again, what can you say about the bats picking you up?
I mean, where do I start? You know, it's just literally is a different guy every night. Tonight was Corey. He's special, man. It's a lot of fun to watch. So it's nice when you come out and you're losing 4-2 and you know that our lineup's gonna go back up there and probably score a couple runs. So it's been a lot of fun to watch.
Is that like a different feeling than, you know, I assume you're probably fairly pissed off when you're coming out of there 4-2, but knowing you have this lineup behind you, does it feel different than it would in another year?
I'll say yes. I mean, you still are a little irritated, you know, when you come out. But at the same time, the quality of our bats and our lineup, you know, I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's the first inning and the ninth inning. You know, if the game's close, well, I mean, we got a chance that we can win the ball game. You know, and so from that perspective, it's special is the only way to really describe it.
It was a nice, homecoming or flashback to see your boy Kyle Farmer there in the clubhouse today, old roommate.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited for him. You know, everybody dreams to be here and be a big leaguer, but if there was a top or a limit to how much you really want to be here and be in the big leagues, I mean, he puts the work in and he deserves it. I'm really, really happy for him.
Corey said that error really bothered him. It really stuck with him more than any other error. And then for him to come back and kind of redeem himself, special again?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd call it redeem himself. I mean, he rakes, and he put two good swings on two balls tonight. You know, it was just a weird play, kind of a slow chopper in the hole, a long throw for Logan. The runner's already sliding in. I mean, it's a tough play, you know, tough play.
This series continues Saturday. Ty Block on the mound for the Giants against Rich Hill for the Dodgers.